know, I believe one of the sweetest presents, P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S, one of the sweetest presents to the Lord is when God's people say thanks. I really do. I think the Lord loves to hear that when we actually pause and tell God, thanks, thank you. I appreciate what you did, God. I think that's sweet to God. Do y'all agree with that? Tonight, I'm just going to read three verses and just a little short devotion tonight. He said, preacher, I'll believe it when I hear it. But really, I think it's going to be short. Psalm 107, verses 1 to 3. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. As I look at this, I see several things. First of all, a command to give thanks. A command. Oh, give. Why is that oh there? I think it's to kind of get our attention, don't you? Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. And that command, you know, I'm thinking about give. I looked up a couple definitions here just to kind of clarify the idea. Give means to make a present of, right? To make a present of. Give to someone. Thanks, an expression of gratitude. So we're commanded to make a present of our gratitude to God and simply say thanks. You know, I don't think there's a whole lot the Lord likes to hear more than that. Now, he likes to hear a sinner come to him in salvation. He likes to hear a child of God confessing his sins and saying the same thing about that sin that God is. I'm sorry, that's wrong. Forgive. Absolutely. And washing the slate all clean, restoring that fellowship. Absolutely. But again, I think one of the greatest things, and we're commanded to do it, it's not a helpful suggestion. I'm amazed at how many people take the Word of God so lightly. But it says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Again, I'm thankful that we as Christians know where that thanks is supposed to go, right? It's supposed to go to the Lord because He is good. Everything about Him is good. Everything about Him deserves praise. So first of all, a command to give thanks. Second, two reasons to give thanks. I mean, there is multiple reasons. And you've named a bunch of them already. And between the testimonies and all, we've named it. So there's innumerable reasons. I think we could probably be here all night and just be listing all the reasons that we're supposed to thank God. You know, and all the reasons we have that He's abundantly given to us. Reasons to be thankful, to give thanks. But He gives two big ones right here. Two reasons to give thanks. Notice it says, for He is good. You know, I know I seem like it's kind of a new way, the Lord has kind of emphasized this point to me. Let's put it that way. That God didn't have to be good. I mean, God could have been an evil God. And we say, well, that's the God we got. We just got to put up with it. But praise the Lord, our God is good. By His very nature, He's good. You know, actually, God cannot do one bad thing. Now, He does allow things because we live in this old sinful world, right? And between the devil and the world and our old flesh and the sinfulness of man, bad things do happen. And He allows that. It grows us, it matures us, it helps us in our walk with God. But if you look at the very essence of God, He's good. Any which way you look at it, everything about Him is good. It's good. You know, I'm kind of amazed sometimes at how we gravitate to blame God, but we don't at the same time thank God. You know, really, God is not to blame for any bad thing, but a lot of people say, God did this and God did this, and they get mad at God over things that God didn't do. He might have allowed, but it's part of being in this old sinful world and evil people again and the influence of the devil. But this says God is good, and I'm thankful for that. You say, why in the world should I thank God? Because He's good. He's good. And it gives another reason. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Then it goes on to say, for his mercy endureth forever. Wow, just think about that. I don't know about you, but I'm an old rotten sinner. You know, I still have that sin nature, but I've been forgiven by God because of his mercy. I mean, mercy has given me what I don't deserve. I don't deserve God's forgiveness. I don't deserve God's help. I don't deserve God's blessing. I definitely don't deserve heaven. But because of God's mercy, I got it. It says, for his mercy endureth forever. Through Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, I can experience God's mercy. Man, if I got what I deserved, it would be a godless hell forever and ever and ever. But because of God's mercy, he didn't have to do that. Now, I mean, just think about it. Could you sacrifice your son for a bunch of sinners? I mean, that's kind of, you know, that. And for Jesus to come to this earth, enjoying the glories of heaven, and say, I'm going to lay all that down. I'm going to lay down, in a sense, or limit my power. I'm 100% God still, and I'm 100% human when I go to the earth. But can you imagine him doing that? He did that because of his mercy. And it just doesn't say mercy for this present day. It says mercy endureth forever. You ever pondered this thought? If his mercy didn't endure forever, what if it had a warranty? And it only lasted for so... You know, isn't it amazing how these people in these cars and these appliances, they know about how long those things are going to last? And so they make the warranty to expire just a little bit before the thing's going to die, right? But aren't you thankful that God's mercy doesn't have a warranty or a limited time offer? If that would be the case, we'd go to heaven, and all of a sudden we'd wake up and say, what happened? This isn't heaven anymore. What happened? Well, God's mercy ran out. Wow. Man, that's almost enough to make a Baptist shout. I mean, my goodness. God's mercy endureth forever. And we don't have to worry about his goodness expiring, his mercy expiring in heaven, because his mercy endureth forever. First of all, a command to give thanks. Second, two reasons to give thanks, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And lastly, number three, who in particular should voice their thanks? Who in particular should voice their thanks? Notice, it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You know, I've heard this applied, and I think it applies to that too. I don't think it would exempt that. But I've heard this talked about and preached and taught. You know, say what? Say that we're redeemed. Yes. Praise the Lord, right? That's good. But I think you could also, if you're looking at that, see, the so is added for understanding. That's not in the original language. Those words in italics, they're added for understanding, right? So if you take that out, it just says, let the redeemed of the Lord say. What does that follow? Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. So I believe it's important that the redeemed say, I'm redeemed, but it's also important for the redeemed to say, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. If anybody's going to give thanks to God, it's probably not going to be the world, it's going to be God's people. I don't believe there's enough, I don't think there's enough words in our vocabulary to give enough thanks and praise to God. Do you? So let the redeemed, those bought back of the Lord, say how thankful they are to God for his goodness, for his mercy that endureth forever. But notice, it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Wow. We were in the clutches of sin, if you will. We were like in, you know, you've seen those great big old bear traps, maybe on television, maybe you've seen them in person. I've seen some pretty big ones. I think it's over at Cool Springs, you know, where you go around that counter, that kind of cool place over there. what's the name of the place that's near? Is it Rollsburg? Is that what it is? In Rollsburg, West Virginia? How many have been to Cool Springs? Okay, have you noticed, I'm pretty sure that somewhere in that store is a huge bear trap. Can you imagine getting caught in that bear trap? Wow, that would be tough. But really, in a sense, we were trapped by sin. And we were trapped by Satan. But you know what? God, it says, whom he hath redeemed or bought back from the clutches of sin. He got a great big old stick, if you will. It probably was in the form of a cross. And opened that old trap and let us out when we put our faith and trust in Jesus. What do you think? So whom he hath redeemed or bought back from the hand of the enemy. Satan is our enemy too. Sin is our enemy. Satan is our enemy. The old world's philosophies are our enemy. Probably in particular, this is talking about the devil, but he uses all those things and traps us in a great big old trap. But I'm thankful to God that I'm not ensnared in the clutches of the devil anymore, because I have been bought back. And guess what? That transaction is permanent. It can't be reversed. You know what I mean? Once you are redeemed by God, you're out of the clutches of sin and the devil, and you are saved for all of eternity. I'm thankful for that. So who in particular should voice their thanks? The redeemed of the Lord, it says, should say so. The ones that he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. That's us. Man, that's enough to almost go on a shouting spree. What do you think, Ryan? Yeah. Thank you. We have an understanding. Whenever I call Ryan, he's going to say amen, right, tonight? When I point to you, you're going to say amen, right? When I point both hands, it's hallelujah. No, I'm just kidding. But look at verse 3, what else he's done for us. Now, this might take a little bit of thinking. You may have to put your thinking cap on just a little bit. But it says, and gathered them out of the lands. Who gathered who? The redeemed. God's people. He's redeemed us from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. You know, that doesn't exclude any direction, does it? You see, the gospel, the opportunity to be redeemed or bought back by Jesus, is open to the whole world. But it talks about gathered them. Where did he gather us, the redeemed, into the body of Christ? You know, when you are saved, the Holy Spirit baptizes you, if you will, immerses you into the body of Christ. And it doesn't matter what you look like or where you're from, or whether you're from the north, south, east, or west. I think I'd say I'm more from the south. But it doesn't matter what direction you're from. Because we're gathered and put in the body of Christ. We're gathered together. What a blessing. And someday we're going to be with that whole body of Christ in glory forever and ever and ever. Aren't you thankful for that? Title tonight of our devotion is Give Thanks. Give Thanks. I believe it's one of the sweetest presents that we can give to God is when we say thank you. And believe me, I know firsthand that we don't do it enough. I know firsthand from my own life, I don't thank God enough. I think too much of other things, and maybe things that are going wrong or things that I'd like to. I should just say thank you, God. Because in every child of God, even if we don't have two pennies to rub together, even though things are going haywire in life, we can still thank God if we know Jesus. That we have been redeemed by a God who is good, by a God who is merciful. And I'm thankful that his mercy never, ever, ever ends. And we're part of something a whole lot bigger than just ourselves. We're part of the body of Christ. And I'm thankful for all those that have trusted Jesus as their Savior. Tonight, I hope we're reminded in a simple way, just be thankful. You know, if we were more thankful, I believe it would help our health, don't you? If we were more thankful, I think we'd have a better attitude, don't you? If we were thankful. See, what happens in most of our lives, 90% of everything is good. I mean, I know there's exceptions to that, but I'm just saying, generally speaking, even when we go through a difficult thing, 90% of our life is still good and blessed and everything going great. It's just 10%, but we let that 10% dominate the 90%, and we get in a bad mood and throw ourselves a pity party or go hide under the bed or something. But I'm thankful that we can always be thankful to God.
Amen.
Always be thankful to God. Let's bow for just a word of prayer. Let me ask you, the title tonight is Give Thanks. Could you do a better job of giving thanks to God? You know, I really think, and again, I'm not there. I've not arrived in this area, but I believe that with every step we take, it ought to be give thanks, give thanks, give thanks, because God is so good. Could you do a better job of being thankful to God? If so, just ask the Lord to forgive you for not being as thankful as you should and to help you be a thankful child of His. Would you ask God that for just a moment? In the silence of the moment, say, God, forgive me for not being as thankful as I should, and help me, Lord, to be a thankful child of Yours.